From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There were hugs and tears, smiles and laughter. Today in Moore, Oklahoma, parents and students from two schools destroyed in Monday's tornado reunited with their teachers. The Moore School District reopened just for today on what would have been the final day of classes before summer vacation. NPR's David Shaper was there.
Under cloudy skies and through on-and-off showers, 4-year-old Cameron Ramirez holds in her little hands two cards, one addressed to Miss Patterson, the other for Miss Johnson, her two preschool teachers at Plaza Towers Elementary School.
All right, thank you so much.
Plaza Towers was obliterated by Monday's powerful twister. 7 children died beneath the rubble there. Students whose schools were destroyed were able to meet up with their teachers in other Moore schools today. Cameron's mother, Carly, says she attended Plaza Towers, too, as a girl, and was looking for closure.
I want to go hug my old teachers. I know she wants to hug hers, and it's just important as a mom to do this with her so that she has some peace of mind that her teachers are actually okay. She can physically see them.
Plaza Towers 6th grader Jordan Smith calls the abrupt, chaotic way his school year ended
pretty harsh. It was bad.
13-year-old Jordan says it's good to see his classmates and teachers one more time, away from the devastation, before moving on to junior high. Amber Hill brought her son, 5-year-old Jaron May, to see his teachers.
I'm so glad you're okay. I'm glad you made it. Showing your battle scars. There's a lot of injuries in there. A lot of the teachers took a lot of the trauma by shielding the kids from the storm.
Jaron came out carrying a balloon, a goodie bag, and a brand new backpack to replace the one he lost in the storm. Other kids slurped on blue or red slushies, raced each other, splashed in puddles, acting like kids again. Amber Hill says it was important for Jaron, who's in the school's autism program, to see his teachers after the chaos of their last moments together.
He's not fully comprehending what happened, and to see their faces and to hug them and say, I love you, because he's a very loving child. To be able to do all that is a big comfort to him.
Bill says it's a new beginning for Jaron and for the other kids, too, and an important part of the healing process for the entire community that lost so much Monday afternoon. David Shaper, NPR News in Moore, Oklahoma.